This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Iraq has a new interim leadership. Prime Minister Iyad Alawi and President Ghazi al-Yawar were sworn in today in an official ceremony. Alawi took his post last, then gave the first speech of his position as prime minister.
Our blessed people, peace be upon you. We would like to congratulate you on the handover of sovereignty, and we assure you that we will carry on forward to work for a society based on fairness, justice, prosperity. It will be an Iraq for all, and every Iraqi will have the right to live in a dignified society based on friendship, brotherhood, and justice.
Iraq's interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi speaking through a translator. Earlier in the morning, the actual transfer of limited sovereignty to Iraq came in a small ceremony that surprised the country. Security dictated the schedule 2 days earlier than expected, amid fears that the insurgency in Iraq would upstage the events. NPR's Deborah Amos is in Baghdad. Tell us about this morning's first ceremony.
Well, Renee, the images of the event were released after the ceremony. It was small. Only top Iraqi officials were there and a few Americans. Everybody sat in gilded chairs, and there was an Iraqi flag on the table. All of them stood up as Paul Bremer read out the statement of the transfer. At the end, he laughed, and he called himself the ex-administrator. When he handed the official document to the Iraqi chief judge, that's when the transfer was complete. Moving up the timetable came from the Iraqi prime minister. Renee, this day was all about security rather than democracy. And it's telling that one of the most important ceremonies in the country was kept under wraps from the Iraqis themselves. The prime minister's remarks were all about security.
This is something that I have asked the coalition to expedite transfer of sovereignty. We are sure that the Iraqi authority now and the government of Iraq will be handling the situation, whether it's security or economy, and this is a big day for us, and Iraq is for the first time now will deal with their own problems.
Iraq's interim prime minister, Alawi. Now, Paul, the U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer has left the country. As we said, the coalition provisional authority is officially dissolved, and a new ambassador will be arriving soon.
Yes, and Iraqis who were at the ceremony say it is a new era. Paul Bremer, the U.S. administrator for more than a year, took a goodbye tour most of yesterday. He visited the town of Hilla. He was at the Baghdad City Council. He put a lot of work into creating that city council, and he considers it a success. He, today, was in a blue suit and a blue tie without his trademark combat boots. That certainly means it's the end of his job. And he gave his own report card on his last day in Iraq.
Anybody who has any doubts about whether Iraq is a better place today than it was 14 months ago should go down and see the mass graves at Hilla, or visit Halabja, where Saddam gassed thousands of people, or see any of the torture chambers or rape rooms around this country.
Now, former U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer speaking. On this, the official end of the occupation, Deb, tell us precisely what was transferred today.
Renee, the authority over 26 ministries was turned over actually a few days ago. This is sovereignty with limits. In the short term, Iraq controls its foreign policy. They can set budgets in the ministries, and the small numbers of U.S. advisors who stay in the country will actually advise rather than control policy. Iraqis will now have authority over their own prisons. But this government is barred from making long-term policy decisions. Their job is to set the conditions for an election that's expected next year. Now, the prime minister said in an interview with American television yesterday that those elections could be delayed due to security problems. He reversed himself today and said those elections would go ahead. Iraq will not have complete control over its airspace, some security prisoners, and some aspects of international finance. The United Nations will still continue to monitor their oil sales, and most important, U.S. contractors will oversee most of the reconstruction in this country, which is financed in part by the United States. So that is a big part of who will control the country.
And how does the relationship with the U.S. military change?
That is the most complex relationship of all. And what it will mean is they will actually be negotiating what sovereignty means almost every day. The Iraqis don't have control over the U.S.-led forces, and those forces will not be subject to Iraqi law. Now, the Iraqis can deploy their own forces, and that means the police, the Iraqi army, and the newly created National Guard. The prime minister has already redesigned the Iraqi security forces, but it's not up to security in the whole country. They will still be dependent on U.S.-led forces here. There have been efforts to set up these structures so that they can talk to each other, they can cooperate. You can see them on the local levels, but that chain is not all the way complete from the bottom to the top. That still needs to be put in place. And as the days go ahead, Iraqis and Americans will have to talk to each other because, as I said earlier, this day is all about security. And that is the foremost issue, actually, for the Iraqis and for the U.S.-led forces here.
Thanks very much. NPR's Deborah Amos speaking from Baghdad.